Volt owner Frederico Goodsett can practically sneak up behind people. He says he likes the sheer silence of his electric car. Goodsett also enjoys driving past these.
I pass over 50 gas stations as I'm coming to work, yes.
The Volt's battery runs for 75 kilometers. Then it can switch over to a gasoline power generator for another 550 kilometers. Goodsett recharges his car in a regular outlet at home, or he can check his smartphone for battery charging locations near his office.
Technologically, people love them.
Neil Coppett is with a Maryland car dealership. He says Volts are not idling on his lot.
My guys are out looking for two truckloads of them right now because I don't have enough to sell to the people who want them.
That's the kind of excitement President Obama hoped for when he visited a Volt manufacturing plant after the government bailed General Motors out of bankruptcy with billions of dollars in loans.
You're producing the cars of the future.
But Volt didn't hit sales goals for 2011. And saw slow sales for January and February. So General Motors will temporarily stop production for 5 weeks. That prompts many to question the future of electric cars in the United States. Lacey Plocky is with Edmunds.com, a car information website that gets 14 million hits a month. We spoke with her via Skype.
The basic problem is that these vehicles are so much more expensive than their gasoline-powered counterparts.
Plocky says gasoline would need to double in price before drivers would see a benefit. But at the same time, she says, automakers are building cars with better fuel economy.
This provides really strong competition to electric vehicles and hybrids and plug-ins.
Another issue is the lack of public electrical outlets. They're not special, just regular plugs. But without them, drivers worry about taking the car too far from home. Despite the slowdown in Volt production, other American car makers are not putting on the brakes. Mark Vaughn writes for Auto Week magazine. Here's what he says via Skype.
Within 2 years, we will have in the United States car market 20 electric vehicles available. And as word gets out that they work, then this market in the United States, I think, will really grow.
Back inside his Volt, Goodsett tells us a few years is nothing.
When I got my driver's license, I was driving my mom's car, which was a 1967 Peugeot. So times have changed, yes.
But it may be a long road ahead before technology totally takes the wheel. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.